Sports. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course we're on the app, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to join the conversation. Chip Wood and Stacey Oren from Avalon HR are our guests today.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah, you have to get kind of close to the microphone.
Yeah, I realized I was kind of far back there. Sorry about that. Yeah,
no worries.
Get
no
off
worries.
The wall.
All right, well, thank you once again for joining us today. Avalon HR, can you tell us a little bit about the business for those who may not know what business you're in?
Sure. We are a full-service PEO, which is a professional employment organization. We do payrolls for companies large and small and make sure that they are compliant with all the state and federal regulations. We are IRS certified. We are ESAC certified, which is basically an employer assurance company that makes sure that we adhere to all the rules and regulations of the Department of Labor and so forth and so on. We are IRS regulated heavily, but we are IRS certified, which means that we have passed all the tests of the IRS through continuous audits.
Which we are in another right this moment.
Yeah, but these are audits that they're not auditing our business practices. They're auditing just to make sure we can get the certifications that we have, and which is a good comfort level for an employer who hires us to do their payrolls because they know that everything is safe. In the past, there was an instance several years back where a PEO locally had to close their doors because they sort of ran off with everybody's tax deposits. Not a good thing.
Right.
So that was early in the stages of this industry. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this now. This is my 24th year doing this.
Longer than I've been alive.
Okay, there's another debate. But anyway. But we're located at 100 South Pace Boulevard. All your payrolls and all your benefits, everything that happens right here locally. We are not down the highway, so to speak. We are not down in mid or South Florida. We are here locally, so there's no fear of if something is wrong or if somebody forgets to get paid or if somebody doesn't give us the right hours and an employee says, hey, my paycheck's not right. Well, we can correct it right then and there. Not, well, you know, we'll get it to you. You know, we have the ability to same day bank. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many locations do you have?
The main location is right here locally.
Okay.
We have satellite offices in
Atlanta, and we have one in Houston.
Houston, and then one over in Alabama.
Yep.
Lillian, Alabama.
Okay. So are your services, obviously you're local, and that's who you cater to. Do you offer your services outside of Escambia County to Santa Rosa or anywhere
else? We have clients as far away as Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, California.
And California.
I don't think we can get much further away than that at this point.
Well, Hawaii. Well, but we don't have anything in Hawaii yet.
we're licensed.
You're hoping for that duty, right?
Yeah.
That one I will definitely be making an inside visit to. But we're currently operating in California, Nevada, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio,
Texas,
Missouri,
Virginia.
Kansas. So we're in a lot of states. You don't have to be local for us to.
The Southeast United States is our predominant client. In other words, anything in the Southeast United States, we are licensed, but we are also licensed in California and these larger states. And every state is different because they have their own set of regulations and rules that we have to kind of keep up with all those too.
Right. And what Chip and I were discussing just before going on air was the increase that we're seeing in remote workers, and how do you handle their taxes if the company is based in Louisiana and they're in Ohio or Virginia?
But they have one worker that works in Virginia.
From their house.
From their house.
Mm-hmm. You know, so then that gets into, okay, well, how do you do this, right? So we take care of all that, no matter, you know, if you want, and remote workers are becoming more common since COVID. A lot of business found out we don't have to have a brick and mortar structure to make this business run. We can have people anywhere, everywhere. We had a meeting the other day, and it was cracking me up with a state official who was sitting on their couch. And she's like, sorry, I haven't gotten to makeup and hair yet. She had her hair up in a ponytail. She had on a T-shirt and I really think pajama bottoms. But, you know, it didn't change the outcome of our meeting at all. We still got the information we needed. It was still a very good, productive meeting. But, you know, that's what I was telling Chip. I don't think that's going to go backwards that much. I think it's just going to continue to expand. We're going to face more and more situations where people are hiring remotely. And while that company may be based in Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, the best person for the role they need may be in Tennessee or Virginia or Texas. So I don't think this is something that's going to change, but that's where we can come in. We file all the necessary taxes with whatever state your worker's in. You don't have to worry about that as an employer. We will make sure that everything is filed appropriately. And us being the employer of record, that means when they go to file unemployment, we address that as well. You know, if for some reason they leave, they file unemployment, that becomes our issue to address and take care of. So,
but that should give a business owner who has these aspirations of going outside the local area a little comfort knowing that, hey, we're on top of any state regulations that there are.
Right. You don't have to think about it. You just
go do what you do. We'll take care of all the diligent backroom operations, if you will, because some of this can get complicated, for lack of a better word.
It really can. And sometimes we have to, you know, come together. Like yesterday, we kind of had a meeting of the minds over a particular state that it runs a little differently. So we all just had to kind of come together and say, okay, what, you know, how do we need to handle this? What do we need to do? And then we just got the resolution to that this morning. And so we're all set. I mean, less than 24 hours of this situation coming up, we have a resolution. We've contacted our resources. Hey, are we doing this correctly? Is this what you want? Is this what you need? Yes, we're good to go. Yes. So, you know, we just onboard the employee. It's a smooth transition. All their taxes are smooth. Everything is good. They have no worries.
That's it.
How big is the staff at your office?
Oh, we've got, 12 to 15 employees local.
Yeah, that's impressive
locally,
to have
yes.
A relatively small staff, and yet you're working in multiple states and navigating those different rules and doing your due diligence and just really working hard for the businesses that you're supporting.
Everybody's been there a pretty good bit of time,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's well-versed in their lanes, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't try to get involved with any HR. That's Stacy's department.
Mm-hmm.
She, therefore, does not get involved with sales.
I do not do sales. Thank you.
That's my department. And then I have another gentleman that works with us, Kirk Waters. And Kirk handles a lot of the sales that are out of state, Alabama in particular,
mm-hmm.
As well as Florida. But Alabama is going to be one of his bigger things to do.
Okay. And what size business is going to benefit most from your services? Is it the small business, the medium business? Do you work with large businesses?
All the above. The ideal business for a PEO is usually between 15 to 25 employees, but we have companies that have
200.
So, you know, it just depends on what that business is looking for and the benefits that they're looking for, and we can provide a full cadre of benefits and ancillary benefits also.
Talk to us a little bit about those benefits. It's actually a good segue, guys. My next question was about benefits. So
go ahead, Stacey.
Benefits are being offered?
That comes to my department. We offer major medical with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We have dental, vision, all of your worksite products, your things like short-term disability, hospital, critical illness. We offer employers to come into a 401k plan, no cost to them. We have a master plan, which they can join into.
Kind of a sign and drive, if you will.
It really is a sign and drive. You just sign and your employees are in. So we can bring a 401k to the table, full range of benefits, some fun benefits that we partner with, just companies that allow employees to get discounts on theme parks, rental cars, hotels, things like that. We also partner with a company that does financial education and literacy for employees, as well as providing non-predatory short-term payday solutions instead of going out and paying, you know, 1,000% at a payday loan company. We partner with a group that will give our employees a payday advance for a flat fee of $5. That's it. But they also give you the opportunity to take financial education and really learn how to budget and manage your money, and they will help you with that. So, and that's all free of charge. That's all included with our package. All those things are available. You can participate in 1, 10 of them. None of it's totally up to you. You can customize what you offer to your employees. And while it may be out of reach for an employer to offer a major medical, dental and vision may be a very good option. And those are important to employees. So we've got a lot of options. We just added another one. It is not a health insurance plan, but it does provide, I think of it like an Aflac plan on steroids, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That maybe, you know, it's not major medical coverage, but it will cover you up to 2 primary care visits a year are covered. Certain other just routine things are covered for you, or you get some benefit off of, you know, the regular pricing. It is not a major medical program by any means, but it is something. And the price is, you know, a third of the medical, even maybe a fourth of the medical. So it's a much more affordable option to give you something if your employees need to go to the doctor.
It opens the doors up for people that are looking for a reasonably priced health plan.
Right.
It won't give them everything the Blue Cross plans will give you, but it takes care of the necessities.
Right. If you're young and fairly healthy, but let's say you have some kind of maintenance medication that requires you to see a physician, you know, every 6 months to a year, this plan would cover those visits for you. So you can keep your prescriptions. There is some prescription benefit, but you can keep, you know, it would cover those kind of visits. It's not going to be a catastrophic kind of thing. If something really bad happens, you're not going to have that great coverage, but it is something. And it fits a market of a lot of our employees that are in retail, restaurants, and things like that, that really aren't ready. You know, they really maybe can't afford a full-blown medical plan, but they need something. So we have something to fill that niche as well. And we'll tailor your benefits program specific to your company within the laws. I mean, we have to stay legal, but you can have some say-so in the eligibility dates, the age of participation, and things like that. And we can work through that with you and keep you good.
Stacey Orne and Chip Wood are our guests from Avalon HR. If you have any questions today, 850-437-1620. So if a business wants to sit down and bring you guys in for consultation, what's that process like?
Give me a call. Just give me a call, 475-1555. And that's area code 850. We're located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. But I'm more than happy to come out to a business and sit down and discuss with you. Hear about your business. I love doing that, and I like sitting down and listening to people and their ideas and what they want to do and how did we get there, and I've got all these people, but I really don't know anything about benefits. And Stacy and I, we're not bashful. We'll go out and sit down with any business owners, and we'll discuss exactly how it works. It's very seamless.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So I know that you're also into payroll and offering time clock services and things like that. So can you talk a little bit about that today, too?
Sure. The time clock services are it depends on the nature of the business. We have businesses that use the time clock so they can really watch job costing. They use the time clocks. For an example, you're on this job X number of hours a day. So you clock in and you're clocked in. Now you're moving to another position in the same environment, but we'll clock you in now for that secondary division, and now they can track and see where their costs are. Mm-hmm. A lot
the time
better.
Clock will allow you to enter job costs. Like if there's a job number assigned, when you clock in, you can say, I'm working on job 1, 2, 3, 4. And then when you finish job 1, 2, 3, 4, you clock out, you just punch back in and say, okay, now I'm working on job 4, 5, 6, 7. And like Chip said, it allows the employer to track job costs.
Yeah, job costs. Exactly. Look at what he's spending per job.
We've got physical time clocks. They can clock in on their employee app. And then there's a mobile version that can be geofenced to your location, which does not prevent the employees from clocking in or out, but it will tell you where they are when they clocked. And if it's outside of that predetermined area, you could be like, hey, Chip, why did you clock in from your couch this morning when you were supposed to be at the office?
Like, why were you at McDonald's when you were supposed to be wiring this house?
Right. You know, so it allows you to control it. They have to be within a certain radius. But there are several options. Like, we can do a physical time clock. They can do it. You can have a designated computer where everybody clocks in via the web portal, or you can do it mobile, whatever works best for your employment sector.
Okay. I see that you're also into risk management and safety.
We provide the workers' compensation insurance for businesses. And God forbid, if they have a workers' comp claim, then they will let Stacy know that with the first report of injury. And then she will then set them up for to see, you know, have a doctor look at them.
Stacy goes a little psycho because occupational health services in Pensacola have become a challenge. And trust me, if you are an employer, I guarantee you do not want to spend the amount of time, effort, and a little bit of ugliness that I had to exert yesterday to get two claims taken care of. I had two claims working, and it is beyond persistence. You have to be a little forceful. You have to, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's Avalon's money and the client's money. And I'm going to manage that to the best that I can. And, you know, like I said, occupational health services in Pensacola are a bit of a challenge right now. And if I have to spend 40 minutes calling you to get you on the phone, I will spend 40 minutes calling to get you on the phone. And I will not let you off the phone until our situation is resolved. But that is not realistic for most business owners. It's like, man, you know, I know you need to have this done. You've got a stat referral, but I can't get anybody to answer the phone. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it as a business owner. I'll do it. And I will promise you that I won't stop until someone is on the phone.
Yeah, we have to look after our clients, and we have to look after the client's employees. And when the employees do get injured, and we, you know, obviously all of us don't want anybody to get injured on the job, but when they do, you know, it's up to us to make sure that it's a process, and we have to make sure that those people are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't follow that process, I mean, there are a lot of repercussions, ramifications to not ensuring that, you know, an injured worker gets the care they need timely. And you've just got to kind of get in there and just, you know, like I said, do whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah, so if you're a business owner and you want to grow your business, or you want to focus on hiring the employee and doing the talent retention stuff, being able to not have to worry about workers' comp, worry about payroll, that kind of stuff is really beneficial.
The way that everything is today, the average business owner, not even the average business owner, I'd say 90% of business owners cannot keep up with all the regulations that the Department of Labor and the federal government, which the Department of Labor is part of, but they pass these legislative things that a little bill would be buried in all this other big legislation, and it's up to us to figure out, well, what was that they just passed? Minimum wage is getting ready to go up again next month.
For Florida, yeah. Minimum wage is going up to $13 an hour at the end of September, and it's also going up to $9.98 for tipped workers. So that's...
So a tipped worker over in, we'll say, Lillian is only $2.13 an hour.
Why would you not drive to Florida?
Just drive across the bridge. Now you can make $9-something an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hello?
And our restaurant clients aren't thrilled with this because, I mean, that's money that they have to pay, and I get that. It's just going to be an increased cost every year until we hit that max, which we're still 2 years out. There are some agencies that are working to kind of curtail the tipped piece. The hotel and tourism group is one, and oddly enough, I think there's an RV group that's kind of fighting against that for some reason. I'm not sure exactly why, but we do have that coming. And, you know, Chip was talking about the rules and regulations, and something we did want to mention today, because we've talked about it multiple times before, was the non-compete ban that was supposed to go into effect on September 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Oops.
There was a federal judge in Texas that overturned that, And I want to make something clear on this. Chip and I were talking about this yesterday. It wasn't that the judge disagreed with the action itself of dissolving these non-compete bans. It was the fact that they felt it was an overreach for the FTC, the agency, the Federal Trade Commission, that proposed this ban. He did not feel that was in their scope of authority, that it was an overreach on this agency's behalf, so he struck it down. I told Chip, I said, you know what's going to happen. I said, in a little while, this is going to get put back in with some other bill, some other legislation.
They'll hide it.
From a different angle, and it will get passed. It's just, I think, honestly, it's just delayed right now until they can figure out an agency with the proper authority that is willing to put this out there.
In other words, they sort of got out of their lanes.
Yeah, they did get out of their lanes, and the judge was like, not today. So if you have a non-compete, it's still going to be in effect come next week. You're not off the hook from that. So,
And it's funny, they'll pass something, or they think they've passed something, or they've voted on something, but it still needs to go further on down the line. Mm-hmm. And we have people calling up going, does that take effect next week? I mean, wait a minute.
Well, and on that note, I know that another issue that's been percolating has been the overtime regulation. We have about 2.5 minutes left, and I know that that's probably a huge topic, but can you kind of let people know where things stand with the overtime regulation and the salary thresholds?
Well, ask me again in December. The first half of that did pass where, to be salaried exempt, they bumped up the pay quite a bit. And I'm really shocked there's not been more rumblings about the next increase, because that takes it up a substantial, by the time we hit January, it'll be $20,000 from where it started. Mm-hmm. That's a huge chunk of money, and I don't know. I don't know how that one's going to play out. I know we deal with that all the day. I had to reach out to a whole lot of people when the first bump came up and said, hey, you can either pay them overtime or you can increase their salary. And they're like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, the premise was that a lot of people were hiring people on a salary basis, mm-hmm. and that way they could okay,
work them to death.
Now where I'm going to work, you're still going to get that 60 hours a week. I just don't have to pay you the 20 in overtime because now you're salaried.
Right.
And it was kind of a loophole.
At $35,000 a year, which isn't fair.
Yeah. So they've bumped it to, I think it's $52,000. I believe. I'll have to check on that. But anyway, they're going back and forth with this, but, film at 11. They're not done.
Sure. So what can clients expect from Avalon HR if they decide to go with you?
Well, they're going to expect their payrolls to be done properly and in a timely fashion. Their benefits will be done very well. Their workers' comp claims will be all handled and taken care of. And it's a great comfort feeling for the business owner.
And to recap what Chip was saying, to get the exact numbers, it did go up in July to $43,888. The proposed January increase would bring it up to $58,656.
Oh, I thought it was 50 something, but okay, January.
But it sounds like the Texas judge is still working through that.
That one is still being litigated for the second half. And like Chip said, film at 11.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Wonderful. All right, well, we're coming up on our break here. As we leave this segment, is there a good place for people to go to get more information, to reach out to you?
Yes, you can go to avalonhr.com, or you can give us a call at 850-475-1555 and ask for myself, Chip Wood, and I'll be happy to go through the program with you and see if we can help your business.
Chip Wood, Stacey Oren from Avalon HR, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.